We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I am Bart Winkler. That is Ryan Horvath. How many day baseball games are there today?
One.
Just the Cubs?
Yeah.
And we have day basketball.
I keep promising my son movie day. That's something we do in the house where he likes to watch all the movies. You'll do this with your son. At first, it was something that I liked, and I didn't know how he would, if he was going to get into it. But he likes to, like, watch movies that I grew up watching. And so we do this movie day. I'm kind of, like, running out of things, though. From, like, when I was a kid, you know. I can't show him Godfather 2 yet, although I did show him.
Have you watched him Aladdin 2 and 3 and Lion King 1 and a half?
He watches all the Disney stuff with my wife. My wife
Land Before
loves
Time
Disney.
1 through 7?
My wife loves Disney the way that I love Setting the Edge.
Oh, God.
The way I love watching Kyle Shanahan call a game.
My kid loves Baby Shark the way I love The Trenches.
Baby Shark, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. You gotta go to Disney.
My kid will go, he'll, like, look at the TV and go, Mama Shark. So I'll turn on Mama Shark.
Really?
Then he'll go, hot dog. Because he wants to hear Mickey Mouse.
Hot dog.
And then I turn on hot dog and immediately he goes, wheels bus.
Really?
Like, pick one, kid.
Wait, does he really do that?
Oh, though? Yeah.
Yeah, I miss I miss when my son was that age. You always think, like, I was always like, man, I can't wait till he's a little bit older and he can, like, move and, like, do his own thing. That's not a good thing.
Sean is in Racine. Sean, what's happening, my man? The Sean.
Hey, guys.
Of Racine.
I got a couple sports things to say, but since we're all over the board here this morning, I think Tony from Texas either needs his own time slot once a week to talk about anything but sports, kind of like Pipe Bomb does on Fridays. Otherwise, all he sounds like is like the little kid in high school that wanted to hang out with the cool kids. He switches topics every 10 seconds.
Whoa, are you coming after Tony in Texas?
It gets a little annoying, especially when he's calling other people out, saying come up with better stuff that the guys like and maybe you'll get more time.
Tone bone!
I'm just saying. Don't
Sean,
him, but
wow.
I
mean, Dollar
so
Wars.
I start calling you Barty so you remember who I am? I mean, I text and message you guys off the air. I'm not flexing about that. Give me a break.
Wow.
Anyways,
Sean, I thought you were more of a mild-mannered guy than this attack you've levied on Tony from Texas.
Not an attack, but come on, man. He's the only person that gets you started on that stuff, which I don't really care. But when he's talking Southern Charm, then he jumps around to something about the Packers, then he jumps around to trying to suck up to Ryan about something. I mean, at least he gets your guys' names right, unlike other people. But, man, I was just a little...
Wow, Sean.
Like, it's like he can't
Tony can choose to retaliate now if he'd like. Otherwise, he can wait till Monday.
Okay, well, we got trivia today, though, so we got to keep it.
Oh, yeah, we got to get we got.
Yeah, I don't think they need to mess with anything in baseball. You have everything from the Brewers scoring 6 runs in the first inning to no hitters getting pitched already. It's an even playing field for the most part on most nights. I do agree with Ryan. They need to get a little bit of different stuff in there on nationally televised games, specifically because, and this leads into my other topic, with Sinclair / Bally Sports screwing everybody over that doesn't have cable, I haven't been able to see Brewers and Bucks barely at all this season, unless it was nationally televised. Now, at least the Bucks are good enough to be on there, unlike the Brewers to start with, because they've had, I think, one game versus the Cubs. That's the only thing I've seen so far. But when it comes down to last night, finally I get to see Giannis back. Oh, but no, I don't, because when I started watching it on YouTube TV, it was blacked out. I don't know what the heck is up with that, but that's a little frustrating. I do think they need a little bit more of a new blood, like Ryan said, on Sunday Night Football and nationally televised games, and then people will maybe get a little bit more into it.
Also, like, you know what would help Sunday Night Baseball? Talk about the game that's being played on the field. It's like it's become a soap opera with A-Rod in that booth, too.
Exactly. Every single time that they kind of gotten a lull there in the middle of the game, I did watch versus the Brewers and Cubs, they ended up sitting there talking about almost every other team in the league at times.
Yeah,
which was frustrating.
Man. Absolutely.
I got some breaking college news. Horvath, your boy Theo John is going to Duke.
Shut up. I almost just swore on air. He's going to Duke?
Yeah.
That's a good get for them. Oh. Sean didn't care about Theo John.
Let's talk to Scott and Cudahy. Scott, did you call to talk about Theo John?
No, I called about something I saw, and I want to get your opinion on it and see if you heard anything like this. I work security. I'm working today. I'm filling in at the VA security at the parking structure. Guy pulls up for an appointment, and he's got a right hat. I'm thinking, oh, shoot, it's one of them Make America Great hats again. No, I take a good look at it, and I had to take a double take. The hat said, let Rodgers go.
And excuse
me?
What?
It said, let Rodgers go. But the guy, you know, he went through and then he came back out, but I was busy. I couldn't get him. So I Googled. I says, maybe this is something he made up himself, or is there some kind of campaign coming up about, you know, to get Rodgers out of the Packers or what? Did you hear anything like that or not?
No, I'm Googling it right now. So this guy sounds like he made his own hat.
He must have, because when I go to – when I Google let Rodgers go, all it shows is Aaron Rodgers Packer hats.
That's weird.
And then when I actually put in specifically, it said, no, there's nothing like that. So maybe this guy just made up a hat himself. But I'm just wondering if you would hear anything about if there's a new campaign coming out there because of all this stuff going on. Yeah, maybe this guy's a Jordan Love fan and he wants to get Rodgers out. So he came up with hats says, let Rodgers go.
I was going to have a low-key weekend this weekend, Scott, but now this is what I'm doing. I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this.
See if you can come across it. You know, I'm just curious.
And keep your eye out if they come back or not.
Yeah, like I said, I don't work the parking structure much. I normally work second shift. But if I do see, you know, if I do see this hat around or see this guy around, I'll let you guys know.
Thanks, Scott, for the heads up. Man, that is interesting. Okay.
Maybe it says, when Rodgers was in Egypt, let my Rodgers go.
You know what you need to let go of, Ryan?
Singing?
No, never. I like it.
Thanks.
Your old windows.
I actually, it's funny that you bring that up because I've been in the market for some new windows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let your old windows go.
I broke all mine the other night after the Brewers hit the over.
Oh, no.
That didn't happen.
Let your old windows go. Window Select. They are in Menominee Falls. That's where they're located. That's where they've been. They have their manufacturers that they use. They've been here for, gosh, nearly 50 years. These guys are local, ready to serve local people. For Wisconsin, by Wisconsin. Isn't that somebody's phrase? It's mine now, and I'm giving it to them. Window Select, they will install for you new, high-quality, energy-efficient windows that will make sure you lower the cost of your heating and cooling bills. Justin's got this deal over there, and ask him about that when you call in at windowselect.com. If you do every window in your house and your energy bills don't go down by 34%, they cover the difference because they know that these windows that they have are high quality, energy efficient. They don't leak like some of these older windows do. And again, windows, I mean, you might not realize how old the windows in your house are, but every time you walk by, it's just a little bit cooler, a little bit warmer. Hey, I thought we were heating the house, thought we were cooling the house. Well, you are, but it's getting out and it's making your furnace go into overdrive. Ask them about that. They've got the double lifetime warranty, no questions asked. Windows, siding, and doors is what that covers. Plus, buy one, get one on the windows right now. Buy one, get one on the windows. Buy one free, get one free. No limit on that either. I was going to give our number, which I still can. Then you can call me and I'll tell you 262-703-3500 is how that works. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. 262-703-3500. the Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, streaming live and free to listen to, and free to download, and free to catch the pods, free to call in, all on the Odyssey app. Our good, good buddy Paul Immig joins us. Paul, thanks for stepping away from your Dogecoin investments for a few minutes.
Sure, happy to do it.
Dude, you're not in on Doge, are you? It's up to 50 cents.
I am not.
Oh, God, we all missed out.
More of the traditional investor type.
We all missed out on Dogecoin, which is on its way to the moon. We'll do our weekly trivia. Take us out to the Paul game. Paul, if you could explain the scenario that we are going to subject people to here.
Subject people to? You mean treat them to on this Friday morning?
Yeah, I still got one email like 2 months ago that sticks with me, but I'll get over it.
One person among the many who love it. So this is our trivia game. Horvath actually pulled out a win last week. He had been on a bit of a losing streak, so he came out on top. We have three different categories of songs that Bart and Horvath are going to listen to. If they can finish the lyric, they get a point. If they can name the band or artist who sang that song, they get a point. And then they get a sports question from that year. There is a bit of a fun wrinkle this week. Bart, you might have seen me describe one of them in the email as secret audio trivia.
Mm.
If you want to pick that, it has a different theme. So it's a themed, one of the categories is themed rather than the year. So we have a 1985.
Well, I say let's end with the secret.
Okay, 1985, 1992, and then we'll end with the secret trivia.
Okay, sounds good to me. So since I lost, I'll go first?
That's right. Do you want 85 or 92?
Let's start with 85. I was a one-year-old boy in the great city of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin at this time. Horvath was not alive.
Ready?
Yeah.
1985, number one.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging here like a yo yo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wake me up before you go.
Was that Wham?
It was Wham.
It's their second best song.
I was worried that it was their best song is Last Christmas.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, what movie do you remember Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go in? Which movie?
Nope. Don't know.
Yeah, like everyone.
It's the gasoline fight in Zoolander when they're at the gas station.
Hey, I don't like Zoolander.
Okay, now we have issues with each other.
I'm not a big Zoolander guy.
I'm not a big movie retention guy. Like, I watch it and I'm not going to... I just watch it.
Everybody I know loves Zoolander. I never got into Zoolander.
Zoolander 2 should never have happened, but the original Zoolander is amazing.
And I like Ben Stiller. Bart, but...
It was Wham. That was really good. Congratulations.
Wow.
Sports quest.
Wow.
Whammy.
Wham. I'm being Owen Wilson.
That's
Wow.
Can I break your nose like this?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I have a broken nose, so I can make
sports question. I will take the NFL, please.
The NFL. Wow. 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins to win the Super Bowl in January 1985 with this San Francisco QB being named Super Bowl MVP.
Joe Montana?
Yes.
Montana.
Joe Montana.
I haven't seen anybody throw one that hard since Joe Montana.
No, that's the Waterboy reference, yeah?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yo, you think we're like... Sports for Dummies? Did you give me Joe Montana?
Joe Montana.
Well, what I wondered was, it's easy, but at the same time, I was like, is someone going to make the mistake and say Steve Young? That was my...
Bro, Steve Young didn't start to like late, 92. Like 1999. Steve Young and Jeff Garcia were splitting time.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would get it wrong, okay? But, okay, it's 1985. To your point, Horvath wasn't born. You were one. Mm. So I didn't want to, you know, overly challenge you with who was the left tackle for that San Francisco 49ers team?
Guy McIntyre.
Yes! How did you know that?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Joey's dead.
Number two.
Take on me. Is that Aha?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great song. That song brings me back to my college days, actually. I'll go with National Basketball Association in 1985, please, for 10.
The 1985 NBA draft featured four future basketball Hall of Famers, including first overall pick Patrick Ewing, Chris Mullin with the 7th pick, and Karl Malone with the 13th pick. Name the player selected by the Detroit Pistons 18th overall, who played collegiately at McNeese State, who joined that group in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, geez. 85 would have been Joe Dumars.
Is correct.
So there's this article out about 65 donors have already given Alex Lazary the max donation for his run for Senate, including Mike Budenholzer.
I can't do it because he screwed up the Bogdanovich deal.
So Bud like has to donate to Lazary? That sucks.
I really don't even plan on living here, to be quite honest with you. I'm probably going to get fired, and I got to throw away $60K to this crap. Are you kidding me? Couldn't even get the Bogdanovich deal. You see what he did last night?
I'm supposed to have Bogdanovich on the floor until kid called Woj about it, and now I got to give him money.
I mean, I wake up one morning, and we got Bogdanovich, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they tell me you got Sterling Brown and Dante DiVincenzo.
Because Alex Lazary can't put his phone down. Hey, Alex, you better get the email that I just gave you $60,000.
I mean, Hazy, I don't get it. DJ Wilson, I didn't even like him at Michigan.
Number three.
After the boys of summer. Now that is the Eagles frontman Don Henley.
Yes.
Can't go back. Never go back.
Covered by the Ataris.
Yeah.
The Ataris cover was fantastic.
Yeah, I got a Black Flag sticker on a Cadillac.
Can't go back. You can never go back.
All right, let's go with Major League Baseball.
Kansas City Royals beat the St. Louis Cardinals in 7 games to win the 85 World Series, with the Royals getting 10 hits in the series from their star player, who was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1999.
I'm going to say that was George Brett.
It was.
He pooped his pants one time.
Oh, he did. He pooped his pants.
Number 4.
No.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
The next line is the name of the song. You want to try again?
Is it higher? It
rhymes with higher and higher.
It does.
And I'll give you a hint. It's from a movie that year by the same name.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
The song is, can I take it?
Is it the Funk Brothers?
It is.
Yeah, go Bart.
It's St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh,
yeah. St. Elmo's Fire!
You know, I never have seen that movie.
And who sang it? Anybody?
What
about you? Do not know. Is that accurate?
I thought I said it.
The Funk Who'd Brothers?
No, is that St. Elmo's Fire? Was
I thought I said it? Nice.
is the movie, is that Demi Moore and Rob Lowe, St. Elmo's Fire? Can you just tell me that, right?
I have to go look at the cast.
It's Rob Lowe, it's Judd Nelson, and it's Ally Sheedy that's in the movie.
Look at him Google this.
I don't know the song, though. No, I know the movie because we own a
It was
we own
Rob
a video
Lowe,
store.
Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, Ally Sheedy. Good job, man.
Yeah, it's like my parents, one of their favorite movies. That, obviously, Breakfast Club.
I know that voice.
Pretty in Pink they liked. Is that Springsteen? It's not.
No.
I don't know who
Bart?
It is.
It's,
Is that Bolton?
No, it's the band that sang Urgent.
Urgent.
Three.
No, it's not.
Two. No. One.
Who is that?
That is John Parr.
Oh.
But Bart,
what
movie, what movie that you and I love, Bart, what movie was that from as well in like 10, 12 years ago?
Hot Rod?
It wasn't Hot Rod, baby. Yeah.
Hot Rod's great.
All right, Horvat, sports.
Hell yeah. All sports. My husband thinks you guys are the best. I'll go with Wild Card.
You guys do a fantastic job. A fantastic job.
It's fantastic.
This Wisconsin-born golfer, who is now a national golf analyst and has attended Badgers basketball games with Aaron Rodgers, won the U.S. Open in 1985.
Oh, in 85.
Oh, Harvey, 85, not a good year for you.
Well, I wasn't alive. What tournament was it in 85?
Yeah, that's what's going to help you. U.S. Open in 85. But the thing I was... the thing
what
that
you doing over helped, there? What you doing?
The thing that would have helped me...
What you doing?
What?
Hands
what
off doing? Keyboards.
Texting
hands
my
off
wife?
Keyboards.
Yeah, you're texting your wife. Who won the U.S. Open in 85?
No, I don't think I'm going to get this. I think I actually know it.
He pretty much did not leave Aaron Rodgers' side during
he's
that
always at
Badgers
Wisconsin games.
I know who it is now because of the Badgers games, but because my wife texted me and I responded, Bart's going to say I was cheated, so I'll pass on it.
No,
it's
no, please.
It's Andy North.
Okay.
Why was Steve Stricker in my head, though, for 5 minutes there?
Because I think he's the only other Wisconsin-born golfer. But yes, Andy North.
Jerry Kelly.
Sometimes my wife forgets that I'm on the air and she texts me hello after I don't respond to her for 5 minutes.
Oof.
Yeah.
She suddenly texted me and said, John Parr! I mean, hello.
No.
Just kidding.
All right. Are we up?
All right.
Number five.
Are we at five yet?
Number five.
Yeah.
I'm a material girl. Oh, how we are living in a material world. That is Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Wow. College basketball, college football.
Let's take, I think college football. Is that UNLV year? I'll go take college football.
The 1985 Heisman Trophy was won by this running back, a two-sport athlete who played in the NFL and MLB simultaneously.
I'll say Bo Jackson.
Yes, sir.
From the Auburn University.
And number six.
Those were the best days of my life. The best thing ever to come out of Canada, Bryan Adams.
Well, other than Terrence and Phillip, but yeah, second best.
Yeah, a close second. I'll go with whatever's left.
College basketball, this head coach led Marquette to a 20-win season in 1985 and would later be Andrew Bogut's collegiate head coach at Utah.
Oh, Rick Majerus.
Yes.
Now, I will name drop that was my uncle's best friend, my Uncle Bob.
Horvat's big name drop today was the sweatshirt I'm wearing was actually used to be Marcus Stroman's.
The shirt I'm wearing actually isn't my shirt. It actually belongs
hey.
To Frank.
I know your connection with Marcus Stroman, Horvat, but this dude is obsessed with all things Wisconsin. I saw this video this morning when they got off the plane in Colorado, and Stroman said, "What are we, the Green Bay Packers?" Because they landed in a snowstorm in Colorado.
Yeah,
he's gonna be. I think he wants to live in Wisconsin and or be a Brewer or both. So,
see what I could do. I thought he was gonna bring up the name drop of Brad from the Real World.
Oh yeah, Horvat, what'd you do with Brad once?
He's just like. He does bar appearances because he's from where I'm from.
My brother's supposed to watch my son today, and he had his second shot yesterday. And I texted him an hour and a half ago, and I don't think he's awake yet.
The only as long as the name drop's not as cool as Mike Mizanin from the Real World.
No, I hung out with Landon at Church Key in Madison.
My wife texted me and said the internet is down. Nathan can't go to school, and I said, "Well, use my hotspot then." And she said, "You're not home."
Oh,
that was what that was all about. All
right.
You guys,
score
ready?
Update. Oh, no, you've got one.
No,
oh,
no, he got
I got it right.
Oh, you've got a question then.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, score update.
10 for Bart, 7 for Horvat. 1992, ooh. I assume, Horvat, is where you're headed next.
Yeah, let's go to 92. Ooh. Am I up?
You are.
1992, number one.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up to her because you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya. Wanna take your picture. That's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
You know what's my favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot song? That one, because the only one that I know.
I like Mix-a-Lot stuff before he was knighted. His mellow stuff before he became Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Got 1-900 Mix-a-Lot. Kick them nasty dolls. Baby got back.
Boom, boom, boom,
LA,
boom.
LA, baby.
There was no,
I like them round and big. Twice. That's what I say when I go to get my donuts on Saturday morning. I'll go out on a limb here. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to start with the NBA.
League MVP Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls defeated the Trailblazers in the NBA Finals, with Portland being led by this wing player who joined Jordan as a first-team All-NBA selection that season.
So, Portland that year, that would have been Clyde Drexler, correct?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Michael at the foul line, shot on Elo, go! Bulls round! That's my, to beat the kick now.
Number two.
I came to get down, so get off your feet and jump around.
And get to the game 2 hours early in your seats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, students need to be there at 9 a.m.
Not you either. Yeah.
Worst, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's when his career was, you knew it was done.
Oh, Barry Alvarez?
Sure. That's what I meant.
What are we on?
I am going to say House of Pain.
House of Pain.
And I am going to say that the Badgers should not be allowed to play that after BYU beat them on their home field and stole it from them.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
And I will take, in honor of Jackie Robinson Day, which was yesterday and carries into the weekend, I will take Major League Baseball.
The 1992 American League Rookie of the Year was this Milwaukee Brewers middle infielder who stole 54 bases that season but only played 5 years in Milwaukee and retired after only six MLB seasons.
He was my favorite player that year. I believe he's in the Cubs organization as a coach. Pat Listash?
Pat Listash.
Number three.
Nirvana, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Gone too soon, damn it. Yeah! You know what? In honor of it almost being the weekend and me getting belligerently drunk, I'll go
the
with...
The weekend?
I like their mellow
Ladies
stuff.
And gentlemen, the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. Live from Saturday night. Let's go college football. I was trying to stall in my head because I couldn't remember what we had left, and I didn't want to get yelled at by you guys.
Yeah, I yell at you a lot.
What are we doing?
The Badgers football team finished the 1992 season with a 5-6 record in Barry Alvarez's third season as head coach. That year's team was led by this quarterback, who did not play in the NFL but was a QB coach for the Packers from 2000 to 2005 and later became the offensive coordinator for the Vikings, Seahawks, and Lions, and was hired this offseason by Urban Meyer to be Jacksonville's new offensive coordinator.
Daryl Bevel.
Yes.
Number three.
Oh, sorry. I just want to hear that again. My
favorite. Wait. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Number four.
Even flow. Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah.
I do not know what the next even flew all the
road like Bono. He don't know.
So he chases him away. Yeah. Someday he'll begin his life again.
Life again. Gonna roll like Gargamel.
All right.
And well, that right there was the last episode of the Bart Winkler. Well,
yeah. Yeah. If Pat McAfee or Dan Le Batard would have done that, it would have been cool. But us doing it, oh, we're going to get so much backlash.
Yeah. Oh, let's have Jeff Passan come on and talk with a crazy voice. That's cool.
You know, this isn't a girl's slumber party, Bart. Get back to the sports. Yeah.
If I ever ran into Jeff Passan, I'd say, beat it, geek.
By the way, that was the mail that Bart received once upon a time.
Jeff Passan, friend of show.
Yeah. Sorry, that's the best part of the song.
Okay, that was me.
Yeah, did you know that was Pearl Jam Even Flow?
Yes, I did. I totally did.
All right, you have NFL.
Give me that.
College basketball and wild card.
NFL, and I will say Leon Lett.
Joe Gibbs led Washington to a Super Bowl win over the Buffalo Bills behind the Super Bowl MVP performance of this QB, who was in his fifth season as Washington's starting quarterback at the time.
Mark Rippon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Number five.
Kisses are windy, line number one. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day.
Or take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. And I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day when they selected Jordan Love. It took my life away.
Hey.
Yeah, he led the FBS in picks. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis on the vocals. Great music video, a song about overcoming heroin addiction.
We've all been there.
Sports radio is finest. All right.
Hell yeah, sports. All sports. And under the bridge. I almost said something.
You have college basketball or wild card?
Who cares? College basketball.
In the 1992 NCAA National Championship game, Duke beat Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, and Jalen Rose's Michigan team by a score of 71-51. Duke was led in scoring by Christian Laettner in the finals, but it was this Blue Devils player who finished second on the team in scoring in that game and was later selected third overall in the 1994 NBA draft.
Yeah, that would have been Grant Hill.
Yes.
Bobby Hurley also on that squad. I love Bobby Hurley. You know Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner used to fight at practice, Bart.
Christian Laettner, friend of show.
Is he?
Yep.
God, you know that book, I Hate Christian Laettner? I disagree. I love Christian Laettner. Anybody that steps on another man and then proceeds to drop 30 and hit a game winner, and if it's against Kentucky especially, big fan. Screw the state of Kentucky.
Big, big fan.
You hear that? All right, let's carry on.
Bart, number six.
And number six.
She can do no wrong.
Oh, hit it!
Turn his back on his best friend.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's When a Man Loves a Woman.
When a man loves a woman.
That's Michael Bolton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof.
You know, like the singer?
That no talent clown.
I only think of Michael Bolton now from that Lonely Island song, Jack Sparrow.
I just think of Office Space. So wait, your name's Michael. I enjoy his whole catalog.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
I'll take wild card.
Yeah, you will. It's the only one left. Let's see. The 1992 Summer Olympics featured the appearance of the Dream Team.
And Tony Kukoc.
Led by this head coach, who coached the Detroit Pistons from 83 to 92 and later coached the Nets and Magic.
That'd be PJ Carlissimo.
Nope, you're wrong. Chuck Daly.
I'm back in the game.
How did he get that voice? Like,
how did I get
frog?
That wrong?
I don't know. Who did you say, PJ Carlissimo?
Yeah.
It wasn't who got choked out by Latrell Sprewell.
He was on the staff. Look it up.
He was.
Yeah. Carlissimo I didn't was say, on the staff. I didn't yep. say he wasn't.
He was. Wait. What are you doing?
Ah!
So that was a big steal. Bart
Carlissimo.
You know what's funny? I think Pearl Jam, I think he's friends with them.
PJ?
Yeah, I think I got to look that up.
Well, that's what P. PJ Carlissimo stands for Pearl Jam Carlissimo.
People forget Eddie Vedder is a Cub fan.
Yeah, Pearl Jam Carlissimo.
Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah.
All right, time out. Let's all relax. Paul's trying to speak.
Big Wilson Contreras guy, those Pearl Jam dudes.
Yes, big time. What is the score here after that incredible steal?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Horvat 17, Bart 18.
Okay, now, this last category, you have changed it up a bit?
So, yes, it's secret. So all of the questions are Packers questions associated with the year of this wrestling theme song.
Oh, geez.
Oh, Christ.
So you have to finish the lyric, tell me the name of the wrestler, and then you're going to get, I'm going to give you like some context about that wrestler, and then you're going to have to get a Packers question from the same year that that wrestler did something iconic.
Iconic.
The Packers return to the practice field on Monday. Ready?
Bart, you're first.
Elton Jenkins was asked.
Wrestling theme songs. Number one.
What has that become?
Something coming. Here I come, coming. Judas in my mind.
What a jam.
That is, not to overdo it, but friend of show, Chris Jericho.
And Fozzy. If I get vaccinated this year, it's only to see Fozzy live.
The star of WrestleMania weekend, AEW's own Chris Jericho.
Yeah, no kidding.
The weekend. I like their mellow stuff.
By the way, yeah, I was glad you guys hit that one together in unison because you got to, like, everyone has to sing that last part together.
Yeah, and they're good guys now.
All right, so, Bart, now here's how this is going to work. Chris Jericho was the first ever All Elite Wrestling champion, defeating Hangman Adam Page in August 2019 to win the inaugural title.
Mm-hmm.
1 week later, Matt LaFleur won his first regular season game as Packers head coach in a 10-3 road victory over this team.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I have no idea.
Yeah. Right.
1 week after Chris Jericho won the AEW title in 2019, Matt LaFleur won his first regular season game as Packers head coach in a 10-3 road victory over this team.
You don't get this. My name's on the show from now on. That's my divorce ad on the front of the cover. I'm on the album cover.
No, I took new pictures. I
know, three.
I saw it. I think you need a senior quote under it.
Two.
I don't know. Eagles.
No.
What about?
The Bears. That's the game where Rodgers broke his leg, dude.
10-3 they won?
Yeah, we got a defense, remember? Rodgers thought they had a defense, and the next week they gave up 300 yards on the
I'm sorry.
That was when everyone thought Mike Pettin was like the man now, right? Because they carried Mike Pettin off the field at Soldier Field.
Hang on that picture. I'm
Adrian Amos had a game-sealing interception, I called on this show. Judas says.
I have no recollection of it.
Number two.
Broke my leg. Cult of personality. CM Punk's theme music performed by In Living Color. And I will take...
will take what I give you, which is CM Punk trivia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, duh.
In June 2011, so every question is Packers related. Everything is Packers. In June 2011, CM Punk sat on the top of the stage and delivered one of the most iconic promos in wrestling history. 2 months earlier, the Green Bay Packers drafted this offensive tackle out of Mississippi State in the first round.
In what year?
2011.
2011. Oh, that would have been, Jesus. Well, that would have been Sherrod?
Yes.
I almost said Elton Jenkins. Yikes.
Number two.
Oh, my bad.
Number three.
No chance, if that's what you got. Up against the machine's too strong. Pretty politicians buying souls for runs on puppets.
No chance. No chance in hell. That is Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Performed by Jim Johnston.
Is he the catalog they're moving away from, or they're changing the catalog again? What's the Packer question?
The Packer question. Mr. McMahon's legendary rivalry with Stone Cold Steve Austin was named Feud of the Year by multiple publications in 1998. That same year, the Green Bay Packers were led in sacks by this 37-year-old defensive end.
In what year? I was not listening.
1998. The year of the McMahon-Stone Cold rivalry, 1998. The Packers were led in sacks by this 37-year-old defensive end.
Did they still have Reggie then, or was he playing in Carolina that year?
Well, I need a final answer. You.
I'll just say Reggie.
It was right.
It's correct.
Number four.
Your time is up. My time is now. Now. You can't see me. My time is now. Now. It's the franchise will shine. Now. Now. You can't see me. My time is now.
In case
now.
You forgot, I fell off. I'm still hot. Knock your shell off.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the John Cena theme song performed by
John Cena.
I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'll never catch me in the next man's sweater. Whatever he said. You hate, you let him hate. I drop your whole plan.
Dude, I'm going to mark
Lay your ass down for a 3 second.
I'm going to mark it so
pan.
Hard when Cena comes back.
He's not coming back. Bray Wyatt killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My kid loves Cena.
I love Cena. I used to hate him. I love him now.
Yeah, I like all the guys when they leave. I think that's what, like, you
yeah.
know?
Except
you don't
Edge.
Know what you got until it's gone.
Edge aged, his face aged 20 years since he came back in January.
He's still good. I thought that match was awesome, but that
was very awesome.
Day.
All right, go.
Yeah, whatever. What's
John,
up?
John Cena made his WWE debut by answering an open challenge from Kurt Angle in June 2002. That season, the Packers, who were led by this head coach, went 12-4 before losing decisively at Lambeau Field in the playoffs against the Atlanta Falcons.
In 2002, you said?
That's correct.
So that would have been in 2002. They lose 2002. So they lose to who that year in 2002?
Falcons at Lambeau Field in the playoffs.
So that would have been, oh my God. That would have been.
No pressure, but the score is currently 23-23.
Ryan.
I know.
3 seconds.
No.
Two.
Hold on. Mike Holmgren in 2002,
to steal.
Right? Oh, no. Wow, yeah. That's why I couldn't.
Mike Sherman.
Mark Sherman, because then McCarthy, 2000. So it was McCarthy 2005? I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, 05.
Okay.
06, actually, yeah.
You can do 1985 UNLV starting five, and you can't do Mike Sherman?
No, I mean, I could. I just couldn't think of the year, 2002. And all the playoff losses kind of blend in. It's just one big disappointment. Kind of like my lovemaking in college.
Number four.
I just wanted to hear it again. It's just that theme song just always beats.
Number five.
Degenerate into something fool. We just got tired of doing what you told us to do. That's a break, boy.
Yeah.
That's a break, little man. Break it down.
Generation X!
Think you're a big man, treat you like you're a little man. Remember X-Pac theme song? That was awesome, too.
Make some noise, yeah. X-Pac!
They swore in it, but like nobody on USA got it, and so the F-bomb...
3 minutes, boys.
All right, let's go.
Oh, that's right, we're short on time. DX initially broke up on November 6, 2000 during Monday Night Raw. That same night, on Monday Night Football, the Packers beat the Vikings in overtime when Brett Favre threw what seemed to be an incomplete pass along the right sideline before this Packers wide receiver got up with the ball and ran to the end zone for a game-winning touchdown.
Same wide receiver that knocked on Leroy Butler's door and he thought it was David James Baker, but it was just Antonio Freeman.
Yes.
And number six.
You think you know me.
Can you grade my Edge face, though?
I can't believe... Yeah, you look just like him. I can't believe I'm going to lose because I couldn't think of Mike Sherman.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. Edge, I said it for you.
He hits the steering bell.
Here we go. In January 2020, Edge made his return to WWE at the Royal Rumble, getting a massive pop from the live crowd. 3 months later, the Green Bay Packers selected this quarterback in the first round of the NFL draft, getting a massive pop from Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvath.
Jordan Love. Jordan, yeah. Who do you love?
Bart, 27. Horvath, 26. Bart claims the one-point victory.
All right, we got, you know, I always play that award-winning music when I, it's not working. Oh. Hold on. Just a sec. Here we go.
Jordan Love. Nobody wanted him until the third round. But Gutekunst needs to make his own legacy. Forget the fact you've got a three-time MVP as your quarterback. It's not about Tunnel Town if you're Brian Gutekunst. It's all about me.
One not done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.